the ancestors. This poem is based upon real people in the real past. Dreaming before dawn, I lean into sleep's breathlessness, watching the snow fall into the wigwam dark. The cold has gripped my jaws. My black lines die, turn white on the page, melt like snow to the touch of hands, and I am lost like Scott within his tented dream. Children darting by, the early shouts, smell of donuts cooking in the fat, and toffee pulling where the snow is deepest. A great-grandmother who raised 7, and before her time, people in muslin dresses and stiff collars and no smiles. A Red River farm with quarters of pork and barrels of flour in the cellar, and grain man-high on the fields. And Sarah urged her pony to pull the carriage faster over the low swells of the prairie, remembering the Indian women measuring her baby's feet with the braids of their hair, and returning with small beaded moccasins. So many histories fading in snow. Odd little men came out from England. Some of them became lords of manors in the caribou wilds, wearing riding breeches to hunt the moose. But for dinner, they dressed, no nonsense, flicking the mosquitoes out of their mustaches. And dirty men wandered in from California, poking up the valleys after gold. The Chinamen followed them. The sandbars glistened with their smiles. Who are these people? Viscount William Fitzwilliam Milton, crossing the western plains with a classical scholar. As they crossed the Blackfoot country, he read Paley's Evidences of Christianity. A Mr. Tuttle, brought up in Cheapside, selling liquor to the Indians and buying land. The little hard-knuckled Ontario farmers swinging alone axily. The Scot who was a hard Calvinist, marrying a Cree woman. And his father fought for the Covenanters, mind you. He will survey the West. Windless the sky drifts, hills upon hills drifting to the barren Rockies, bare-fanged, clamping the sky, feeding from blue hollows where the rivers drum baffled. Treed ridges like lodgepoles angled one upon the other in the smokeless dawn, upon the piled, strewn debris of ages. A clump of birch, a stream, forest, the howls of wolves petering in the mist. Snow, ruins of humped land, whistling birds sweeping the strings of the sky. Lakes loomed, alone, like eyes without puzzle, without yearning. A moose rubbing his back against a fir and listening far away. Who are these aliens? Roads pushed through, cities sprawling, gin sipped on croquet lawns, dances at the yacht club, young men in blazers. There was an engineer who enveloped 40 beer and the gushing grain, and powering the floods and cataracts of trains on the raging hills, and rockets pointing, star bright, into another century. All this enfolded in a wrinkle of time on a speck of the universal dust. In this blown slow snow, wondering, I dream and wonder, begin and end and begin again, holding these lines, these lives falling, these little deaths, feather white in the dancing night.